And on the line now, I have Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, John.
We're going to talk about the back to education allowance.
We are. I thought we'd cover this week with everybody looking for going back to education now in September, either second level or third level. So there's a lot in it, John, so I'll cover as much as I can. And then anything else, I'll refer to our website, okay?
Yeah. And you can take your time at this one because I don't have another interview to use.
Okay, so the back to work or the back to education allowance, known as the BTEA. So if you're unemployed, parenting alone, or have a disability, and you're getting certain payments from the Department of Social Protection, you may take part in a second or third level education course and get a back to education allowance BTEA. If you want to do other types of courses not covered under the BTEA, for example, personal development courses or general training courses, you may return to education under the part-time education option, the Vocational Training Opportunity Scheme, VTOS, or the Educational Training and Development option. The Department of Social Protection, has published questions and answers about this that you can find on their website to do with education that they're providing. Now, since 2016 and 2017, BTEA is only paid for courses that start in Ireland or in Northern Ireland. However, you can be paid BTEA for a year abroad, for example, under the Erasmus scheme. If the year is integral or mandatory part of your course, you can apply this way. This must be verified by the Register or Admissions Office at your college. And just to cover the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, the government announced under the July job stimulus that access to the back to education allowance will be extended to people getting the COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, known as PUP. Ordinarily, you must be getting a qualified social welfare payment for a minimum period before applying for the back to education allowance, depending on the course level. So if you're getting the PUP you wish to apply for the back to education allowance, you must transfer to a job seeker's payment or another qualified social welfare payment, because the rate of back to education allowance payment is linked to your qualifying social welfare payment. Now, there's two study options. The second level and third level, and all courses must lead to Quality and Qualifications Ireland, which is QQI. You must also be progressing in education qualifications. For example, if you have a level 6 qualification, the course you attend must be at least at a level 7. This rule has been relaxed for people applying for second level courses, level 5 and 6. In certain limited circumstances, if you've already had a level 5 or 6 and that area is no longer growing and it was obtained at least 3 years ago and you've worked for at least 3 years and satisfied the other BTA criteria, you may qualify for another course at the same level, which is either 5 or 6, and the course may last for no longer than 2 years. The second level option, the course must be a full-time and lead to a certificate approved by QQA, for example, the Junior Cert or the Leaving Cert. There is other courses covered, but they're just as examples. Third level option, course must also be a full-time in an approved third level institute or university and be approved by QQI or be eligible for the student grant scheme. Now, because we're talking about education, we'll put through the SUSE grant next week. That's a third level or second level option for getting grants returned to school. Now, undergraduate courses, in general, you must be starting your third level course at year one. However, you may be eligible in some exceptional circumstances. And you must look at SCI website because of the list of different options that you will take into consideration if you're already in year two. Now, postgraduate courses, you can get BTEA for a postgraduate course that leads to a higher diploma qualification in any discipline or professional master's in education. Other postgraduate qualifications are not recognised for BTEA, only exceptions if a college has admitted a person without a third level qualification to a master's course on basis of relevant life experience. So qualifying for the BTEA, you must be over 21 or over 24 for postgrad courses. You must have been getting a qualified social welfare payment and been accepted on a qualified course. Now, the qualifying social welfare payments are job seeker's allowance, job seeker's benefit, job seeker's transition, pharmacist, the one-parent family payment, the divorce, the deserted wives benefit, widow's pension contributory and non-contributory, prisoner's wife allowance, carer's allowance, blind pension, disability allowance, invalidity pension, incapacitated supplement, and illness benefit. You have to be on it for 2 years and be also eligible for another social welfare payment after the 2 years is up, and half the qualifying period must relate to the qualifying payment. Now, qualifying periods for second level social welfare payment for at least 3 months before you start a course, and third level is 9 months. Professional master's course, you must have 12 months on a social welfare payment. People on the PUP time has been wavered, but they must transfer, as I said, to the job seeker's payment before, because it's linked to the payment that you would be eligible to. And the list of other social welfare payments considered may count towards qualifying periods, and this can be checked on the CSA website, time on CE scheme, FOSS courses, they're all taken into consideration. There's a long list, so people can go into the citizeninformation.ie, go into the Back to Education and look at the list, because they do combine, you're not on the job seekers long enough, other social welfare payments that you might have been on. Now, if you're aged between 18 and 20 and you're out of formal education for 2 years and you're getting either job seekers allowance, job seekers benefit, job seekers transition, or the one-parent family, you only need a 3 month qualifying period. Just to say that you cannot work full-time when you're on the Back to Education. You can work during the summer months, but you must have the eligibility requirement of your course as a second-year course to go back on your social welfare payment in September. As I said, it's very detailed, and it is linked to the SUSE grant, which is a grant for people going back into education, and it's a means-tested grant, and there's a lot in it, so I will get my colleague Anita next week to cover the SUSE grant. And that's really it, John. If anybody wants to ring us at 0761 0781 in the Civic Centre in Coolock, just discuss their eligibility or the criteria and see the eligible, because there is a lot to take in. They can give us a ring. We are seeing people by appointments to help with application forms, and on the need to know if people need urgently, we are seeing people from the public, so they can ring us at 0761 0781 90 and make an appointment to come up to the Civic Centre for us to see you. And that's it for today, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks very much for that. And as you said, I'll be talking to Anita next week, and we'll be covering the SUSE grant.
Yeah. Okay. That's great, John. Okay.
Great stuff. Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Jackie.